Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn. I'm excited today to talk about an organization that provides hope for high school students all throughout the state of Kentucky. And with us today is George Stafford. He is the Director of Employment Engagement with JAG of Kentucky, which JAG stands for Jobs for America's Graduates. George, thanks so much for being here today, man.
Greg, thanks for having me. It means a lot.
Well, tell us a little bit, what is JAGS? I mean, I know it's Jobs for America's Graduates, but what is your all's mission? What do you guys do?
Greg, our mission is it's really a lot like your mission. It's to provide hope. It's to provide hope for the students of our state who do not get that additional support or have that support at home, students that maybe come from broken household. Maybe have parents who are in some type of legal trouble or incarcerated, maybe just going through some difficult times in their lives. And we're in the schools. We're in 65 different schools currently. We have programs throughout the state, as you mentioned. And we are working with those students on life skills and also employability skills. And more than anything, we want these students to graduate, become a active and productive member of our communities, and we do that by providing that hope through showing students the different routes they can do or take to become successful in life.
Well, you and I have been friends here met a few months ago, and we've been meeting often. I've just learned hearing the stories of how you guys are helping people, and you're in several schools here in Fayette County. And one of the things that, you know, I love, you know, you provide hope. You're in 39 high school programs, 9 middle school programs, and 6 alternative school programs. And, you know, Kentucky obviously struggles sometimes in education and poverty level, but you guys are trying to change that, aren't you?
Greg, yes, we really are. We're trying to do a lot of things. We're trying to change a mindset that's been around for a long time, and it's called generational poverty. And one of the things that our students see today is just kind of what they see in their household or maybe in their community, that things don't change and that there is not anything better than what they have today, which is absolutely false. It's not even close to being true. There are so many different routes to success. And for so long, we've pushed college on every kid, and college isn't for every kid. And however, it never hurts to have a college education. I'll say that as well. But for those students who really want to go out into the workforce, and we are strongly encouraging that these days, is to go out and have an employer help find that opportunity that fits well with that student, so that they are able to find a job they like, that they're successful in, are able to make a living, and again, back to what I said, be productive and provide that hope for them.
Well, the thing I love that you guys are growing a lot. You've got a goal for 108 programs by 2023, and under Governor Bevin's administration leadership, you guys have secured over $2 million in funding and continues to grow. So this is a big operation, man.
You know, we've been blessed by the grants that we receive. We're a nonprofit organization. The grants and the services that we provide, we're totally blessed by what's going on. And what we're trying to do is to continue to fundraise and to even open up more programs in our state and provide more opportunities for Kentucky's youth.
Well, tell a little bit, like, what is a normal week, maybe possibly in a school with what you guys do? Are you guys in there one day a week or every day or once a month? Or how does that work with your program in a school if you're in that?
We are in school from the first day of school till the last day of school. This is a program that is year-round. We have it both middle and high school. Again, we're not in all high schools and middle schools, but that's our goal eventually, one day, hopefully in the very near future. JAG is a program that on any given week, you're learning employability skills such as building resumes, learning how to interview, working together in teams, being able to problem solve as a unit, public speaking. The things that we try to teach students are what we have heard industry leaders tell us that are missing in the workforce today. So that when these students graduate from high school, they can move right into a job and, again, be very, very successful.
Just tuned in. We're talking with George Stafford. He is the Director of Employment Engagement for JAGS of Kentucky. It stands for Jobs for America's Graduates. If you want to find out more information about them, you can check them out online at jagky.org. That's jagky.org. Right now it says that you have served over 2,000 students through 54 programs in 24 counties, and yet, as you share with us, I know you guys are looking to grow, and I think one of the best things that I say about your organization is you've done such a good job establishing credibility that Chick-fil-A, who I think we all love to eat and know is one of the most, you know, well-led organizations in the country, has chosen you guys to be a possible partner with them. So can you share a little bit about this wonderful opportunity that JAG has?
Sure, Greg, and I'm glad you brought that up, but I do want to update that number. We're now serving more than 3,000 students in our state, so we picked up some programs over the summer. So we're excited to let you know that. That's another 1,000 students that we're able to serve.
Wow.
and help them see that hope that's out there. But, no, you're right. Chick-fil-A has blessed us with opportunity. We have been selected as one of the top five regional finalists in order to receive the True Inspiration Award, which is a grant awarded by the Chick-fil-A Foundation. And again, we're very fortunate to have that. And, you know, something I'd love to tell your listeners, if they would help us, we might be able to get to that, to be in Atlanta in the next few months to receive the award, but we need their help. We need some votes, and we need people to do that through the Chick-fil-A app. And if you don't mind, I'd love to be able to give them some easy steps to get there.
Absolutely.
First of all you need to do is download the Chick-fil-A app. At that point, open the app. And when you go in, you select rewards. After you select rewards, go to news. And there's an opportunity for you to vote for the True Inspiration Award. You'll hit the icon and the button, and you will see a list of different regions that pop up. We are in the Atlantic region.
So who's our competition, man?
Our competition is Tennessee.
Boo.
Got to beat the Big Orange. Is North Carolina.
Boo.
Tar Heels need to take another L. And then South Carolina, West Virginia, and Virginia. So out of those states, there's going to be one winner, and we feel like our organization is very deserving of that, as well as the others. And people will see there's regions throughout the country. We're focused on the Atlantic region, and the easiest way to go, you'll walk you right through it. But vote for JAG Kentucky on the Chick-fil-A One app. It would mean a lot to Kentucky's students, Kentucky's youth. JAG changes a culture, a way of thinking. As I mentioned earlier, we teach kids how to give back who are usually not used to getting anything. And to see their transition from one part of their life to another is absolutely fabulous. And it's very it'll change your life forever. I would encourage people to also check out our website at jagky.org. Again, that's jagky.org. But more than anything, we'd love to have you help us and Chick-fil-A, a wonderful partner of ours, a wonderful partner to a lot of people. We would love to see them supporting both of our organizations as we go and win this Atlantic region by receiving your vote, the listener, to Hope Is Here. So excited about this opportunity, Greg. Thank you for letting me share that with your listeners.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know most everybody likes Chick-fil-A. You've got the Chick-fil-A app. If you haven't, you need to get it, because every time you go through and get some food, if you just let them scan the little barcode thing there on that app that you have, you get credit, and after a while, you get some free food. And I know, George, we both like to frequent that place, and that app's got some pretty cool things on it.
I tell you, I'm a regular at Chick-fil-A. In the mornings, they now all know me by name. But, yes, it's got all kinds of fabulous food. And entrees to sides to whatever, and you get those points and those rewards, which, believe me, I take good use. I make good use of those.
Yeah, so I mean, you can already take advantage, so maybe that might inspire you to do the app, and then go to the news part and click on that, and you'll see the Help Select 2020 True Inspiration Award winners as vote now, and it is the Atlantic region. Sometimes you think Kentucky, oh, we're southeast, but no, this is the Atlantic region. Man, we want to beat North Carolina and South Carolina, and of course Tennessee and Virginia and our neighbors in West Virginia, and they are Kentucky's selection. Jag KY is, so Jag of Kentucky. We just got a couple minutes left, but George, can you maybe, I know there's lots of success stories with a student that you guys have, but could you share one of those, please, that where you guys met or provide some hope to a student here in Kentucky?
Sure. You know, we had a student from Eastern Kentucky who was homeless for many years of his life, and he was living on park benches, and he hated school, hated life, actually saw his mom shoot his dad, or I think it was mom shooting the dad in front of him. So trauma was all over him from a young age. And then he ended up, again, homeless. And he moved, ended up another part of Eastern Kentucky where he got involved in the JAG program. And he was like any teenage student who'd gone through the life that he had lived, was very negative, had a lot of anger. But he got into the program and began letting the program work. He started seeing there was hope. He started seeing the opportunity for jobs, the opportunity to go to college, which was never in his sights had it not been for our organization. And through our specialists, who are the teachers in the classroom, who are absolute, they are our organization. They're the ones who are touching these kids' lives every single day. Through his specialist, he now has a scholarship to wrestle in college. He is going to college. He is enrolled. This is probably his first full month in school. And we are so, so happy for this young man. He speaks a lot on our organization's behalf, but it was a life-changing experience for him. And he would tell you today that it had it not been for JAG, who comes in and looks out for their best interest for some of the students who are really, really hurting today. And again, there's a lot hurting. I wish there were more students we could serve today, and eventually we'll get there. But he's somebody whose life has changed forever. He now, actually, he was, after he was brought into his home, they just adopted him right before he went to college. So now he's got a true family.
Wow.
So pretty exciting story. There's many others like that, but that's the one that probably has moved me the most.
Well, definitely moved me to hear that, a young man that's homeless here in our state of Kentucky now, college and wrestling, and has hope, as you've said. But I want to encourage you to help JAG of Kentucky out. George Stafford, the Director of Employment Engagement has been with us today, and go to that Chick-fil-A app. You're already eating there all the time. Get those free points rewards, but also click on news and then go to be a part of vote of the True Inspiration Award. They are in the Atlantic region, so remember that, but they are Kentucky's representative, and vote for them. Let's help them win. George, thanks so much for being here today, man. Best wishes with this Chick-fil-A opportunity for Jack.
Greg, thank you for having me. It's been a great opportunity to be able to speak to you and to your listeners.
All right. For more information about them, check them out online at jagky.org. That's jagky.org. That's for George Stafford. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here. Need help selling your home? Or are you looking to buy your dream home? Let Diana Fields and her team with the Millennium Real Estate Group at Keller Williams Bluegrass Realty help you. Serving Central Kentucky in real estate and property management for 21 years, Diana Fields and the Millennium team have the experience to help you with one of life's biggest decisions in buying or selling a home. Contact Diana Fields today at 859-621-0604 or online at millenniumlex.com. That's millenniumlex.com.